नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनति नामिनि नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी विल स्टार्ट द फिफ्थ वर्स ऑफ उपदेशामृत। Hopefully, you have received the PDF.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, we'll chant the verse together. Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta Dikshasti chet pranati vischa bhajantam isham Shushrushaya bhajana vigya mananya manya निंदादि शून्य हृदमीप्सित संगलब्ध्य मनसा अद्रियेत। अद्रियेत इज टू रेस्पेक्ट, मनसा इज बाय माइंड। कृष्णेति यस्य गिरितम्, वन शुड मेंटली ऑनर द डिवोटी हू चैंट्स द होली नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण। दीक्षास्ति चेत, इफ ही बिकम्स क्वालिफाइड फॉर इनिशिएशन, then pranati bihi, one should offer dandavat. If he has become qualified for initiation and is bhajantamisham, and if he is engaged in worshipping the deity forms of the Lord, then one should definitely offer obeisances. Shushrushaya bhajana vigyam ananyam anya nindadi shunya hridam ipsita sangalabdhya. One should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. Nindadi shunya hridam. His heart is completely free of criticizing devotees. And bhajana vigyam. He is very expert in the science of devotional service, who is advanced in undeviated devotional service. So one should shushrushaya, faithfully serve, and eepsita sangha labdhya. One should hanker for the association of such a devotee, and one, if one gets it, one should serve him very sincerely. So this is
third line, shushrushaya,
shushrushaya means sincere service. Bhajana vigyam means advanced. Is advanced in undeviated devotional service. Ananyam bhajana vigyam, undeviated devotional service. Anya nindadi shunya hridam, whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. Ipsita sangha labdhya, ipsita means desirable. Sangha labdhya, one should desire for that, for attaining, one should desire for attaining that association. Sangalabhya ipsita. Okay. So three types of devotees. So first let's discuss the Upadesha Prakashika Tika by Sri Radharaman Goswami. This verse gives instruction on Swarupa Siddha Bhakti. Swarupa Siddha Bhakti is pure devotional service.
Why is it different?
This different terminology that is used. Different acharyas use different terminology.
Because the prem bhakti jiva knows that he is the eternal sarupa of Krishna, that's why it is sarupa. Because we know our sarupa of Krishna is sarupa jiva.
I don't know in what sense he is using this terminology, because different acharyas have different terminologies. We should respectfully offer pranam to those who have accepted initiation from a qualified guru. Dikshasti chet pranati bhisht. In all ways, we should lovingly serve those who perform exclusive bhajan of Shri Krishna by manasa seva. Bhajan krishneti asya giritam manasadriyet. If one is inclined to worship Krishna, one should mentally serve them. And who are expert in the procedure of worshipping Krishna's Ashtakaliya Leela, knowing them to be most desirable association. Oh. Oh, oh, I'm sorry. Wrong. This is third category which you just mentioned. In all ways, we should lovingly serve Shushrushaya, those who perform exclusive bhajan of Shri Krishna. Ananya bhajana vignam by Manasa Seva, and who are expert in the procedure of worshipping Krishna Sashtakali Leela. No, this is Ananya bhajana vignam. Knowing them to be the most desirable association, Ipsita Sangha. The meaning of exclusive bhajan is to be solely devoted to the worship of Sri Radha Krishna in Braja, without attachment for Lakshmi Narayan or other incarnations of Bhagavan. That is the meaning of Ananya bhajan. Oh, this is the first tika of Upadeshamrita. So, anan exclusive bhajan means no attachment to even
other
Vishnu Murtis. One should worship other Vishnu Murtis, but attachment to worshipping should be, attachment should be only for worshipping Radha and Krishna. It says in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that amongst the exclusive devotees of the many different incarnations of Bhagavan, those whose hearts have been stolen by Sri Nandanandan are the best, because even the favor of the master of Lakshmi Sri Narayan cannot attract their minds. Yesham Shrishat Prasadopi Mano Hartum Na Shaknuya. Tesham Ekantika Shrestha Govinda Hritamanasa Yesham Krishna Prasad Shrisha Prasadopi Mano Hartimna Shaknya. Yeah, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So after discussing the symptoms of Prema, he says, of all the Prema Bhaktas, the worshippers of Govinda are the best. Govinda Hritamanasa, one whose hearts have been stolen by Govinda, are the best. And when they hear the exchanges of Lord Narayan and other such incarnations with their devotees, it does not attract their heart. They worship Lord Lakshmi Narayan, but they are attached to worshipping Radha and Krishna only. Because such exclusive devotees are forever alert to cultivate bhakti in the company of those topmost devotees who are expert in relishing devotional mellows, as well as being like-minded and affectionate. Sajatiya ashes nigde sadhu sandasvatovare. Their hearts are always free from contamination such as the tendency to criticize others. Because they are forever alert to cultivate bhakti, they don't want to waste even a second. Avyartha kalatko. Therefore, they are free from such contamination such as the tendency to criticize others. Knowing these topmost devotees to be the most desirable association, one should respect them mentally, offer pranam unto them, and render service to them with great love. Very interesting point that he is indicating. Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyata. Mental respect is for beginners. Obeisances is for initiated. And for serving and desiring the association is for uttamadhikari. A galat understanding. Mentally respect is for beginner. Mentally respect and obeisances is for madhyama. Mentally respect, obeisances and aspiring for association and serving is for uttama. Like that. Another meaning of this verse can be given. Ek meaning. That's another meaning of this verse. One should respect within the mind those who have accepted initiation from a qualified guru and chant Krishna naam. जो गुरु से हरिनाम दीक्षा ले लिया और जपा कर रहा है उनको मेंटली रेस्पेक्ट करना चाहिए. वन शुड रेस्पेक्ट दोज हु हैव एक्सेप्टेड इनिशिएशन फ्रॉम अ बोनाफाइड स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर हु हैव डेवलप्ड अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ संबंध ज्ञान एंड हु परफॉर्म भजन प्योरली बाय ऑफरिंग प्रणाम टू देम एंड सो फोर्थ. बट अगर इफ दे हैव एक्सेप्टेड इनिशिएशन एंड दे हैव ऑल्सो डेवलप्ड संबंध ज्ञान and who perform bhajan purely, by offering pranam to them and so forth. The best devotees are those who are devoid of the tendency to blaspheme others and who, being exclusively devoted to Sri Radha Krishna, are forever alert to render service mentally to their Ashtakaliya Leela. Knowing such devotees to be established in the particular mood of service to Radha and Krishna for which one aspires, affectionately disposed towards oneself and the topmost association, one should honor them in all respects by offering prostrated obeisances, making relevant inquiry and rendering service. Pranipata Pariprasna and Seva Vitrita Krishna. So here he says, established in the particular mode of service for which one aspires, sajati ashe, which means ye raganuga bhakton ka indication hai. A raganuga bhakta, when he sees as an advanced devotee, a prema bhakta, who is having the same kind of, the same flavor of prema which he is aspiring for, ye bhi sakya ras ke liye aspire kar raha hai, par ye raganuga hai, पर वो प्रेम भक्त है, वो भी सक्य रस में है. सो ही इज अरे सजातीय आशे स्निग्धे, ही हैज अफेक्शनेट रिलेशनशिप विथ मी एंड स्वतो वरे ही इज मोर एलिवेटेड देन मी. सो व्हाट शुड बी डन? प्रणिपात परिप्रश्न एंड सेवया, ओबेसेंस, ऑफर ओबेसेंसेस, रेंडर सर्विस. प्रणिपात इज इंडिकेटेड बाय प्रणतिभिश्चभजन्तमीशम्. सेवा इज इंडिकेटेड बाय शुश्रूषया. वन शुड अंडरस्टैंड द एमिनेंस ऑफ वैष्णवास अकॉर्डिंग टू दिस ग्रेडेशन. सकले सम्मान कोरिते शकति देहोनाथ जत जत. तबे तो गायबो हरिनाम सुखे अपराध हवे. In the original verse by Sri Rupa Goswami, the word Adi, meaning and so forth, has been used after the word Ninda, which means to criticize. Ninda Adi. We should understand this to indicate envy, aggression and other faults that generally accompany the tendency to criticize others. Ninda Adi, matlab kali Ninda nahi hai. Wo Ninda, Ninda ke saath jo एनवी है, अग्रेशन है एंड अदर जो अदर सच फॉल्ट्स विच अकंपनी दैट टेंडेंसी टू क्रिटिसाइज अदर्स, वन शुड बी फ्री फ्रॉम दैट ऑल्सो. इन श्रीमद् भागवतम कपिलदेव सेस, तयेते साधव साध्वी सर्वसंग विवर्जिता संगस्तेषु अतते प्रार्थ्या संगदोष हराहिते. 325-24 है. इसके पहले ही डिस्कसेस the nature of these sadhus. Titikshava karunika suhrida sarvadehina ajata shatrava shanta sadavo sadhubhushana. Mai ananya bhavena bhaktim kurvanti ye drana matkrite takta karmanas takta swajana bandava. Like that, the nature of the sadhus are described. And then he says, एते साधव साध्वी सर्वसंग विवर्जिता संगस्तेषु अतते प्रार्थ्या संगदोष हरायते. ओ वर्चुअस लेडी, दोस डिवोटीज आर डिवाइड ऑफ अटैचमेंट टू धर्म अर्थ काम एंड मोक्ष. सर्वसंग विवर्जिता संगस्तेषु अतते प्रार्थ्या, यू शुड डिजायर देयर एसोसिएशन. वाई? संगदोष हराहिते. they destroy the foils of material association. Okay, that brings us to the end of Upadesha Prakashika Tika by Srila Radharaman Goswami. Okay, recollect, what do you remember?
That there are three types of devotees, and the one who just chants the name, we should meditate over respect. One who, one is initiated, we should offer pranams to him, and the one. So this Uttama Adhikari means all three should come. Madhyama means the two things, that offering respects and pranam. Like, so it includes one about the three processes.
What else do you recollect?
That Bhajana Vibhya.
Anything else you can recollect from what we have discussed? Who you can recollect from?
I don't know, it's the last words from the Bhagavatam.
He is here. This verse is quoted for what? For what aspect of the verse? Jo verse mein hai, Krishna ji yasya giritam manasa
sangyatam. Jiska sang lena hai,
wo sadhu. Jiska sang lena hai, uska sang ka prarthana karna chahiye. He says, ta ete sadhava sadhvi sarvasanga vivarjita sangas teshu atate prarthya. Unka sang ke liye prarthana karo. Ipsita sanga labhya. Like that. So, you should aspire for that association.
Tadvidhi Pranipatana verse he quoted here, like Pariprashna Seva and Pranipata Seva and
Pariprashna.
Pariprashna.
Yeah.
Means associating that Ipsita Sangha Labdha, that verse.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else you can recollect?
And this Raganuga Bhakta, how that he will have the attraction, these symptoms are mentioned, because he will find that he is a Raganuga Bhakta, he is Sajatiya.
The nature of Sajatiya, the meaning of Sajatiya,
same expression.
Depending on one's advancement, it varies. Agar koi naye naye bhakti mein aage, which means till then he had his non-devotional association also. Now he is trying to take devotional association because he has had a change of faith. So for him, Sajatiya, like-minded association means devotees association. Non-like-minded is non-devotional association. Toda din o bhakti karne ke baad, then the meaning of like-minded association or Sajatiya Ashaya is where there is a common definition of success in devotional service. So, when he thinks, "Arey, success in devotional service means what?" Someone may say, chanting. Attentive chanting, many rounds chanting. Someone else may say, what is the definition of success? Shravanam, discussion of Krishna Katha. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Kaunsa verse? Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam. Yehi hai. Someone may say, this is success. Galat hai? Nahi hai. Chanting galat hai? Nahi hai. What is perfection in devotional service? Someone may say, Vishnu seva. Galat hai? Nahi hai. So like that, different people may have a particular attraction for particular limbs, and they may identify success in devotional service with nicely performing that limb of bhakti. So when one progresses no longer, then he will start finding like-minded association in that way. An appreciation for the same limb of devotional service. Of course, along with that, there must be snigdha also.
Affection.
Agar sajatiya hai, par snigdha nahi hai, it leads to competition. Jealousy. वो क्या पढ़ रहा है, वो कितना मला कर रहा है। अगर स्निग्ध है, चलो चलो प्रभु चलो ना चालू करते हैं, सो दैट अगर स्निग्ध नहीं है, अफेक्शनेट रिलेशनशिप नहीं है, तो सजातीय आशय कैन क्रिएट कॉम्पिटिशन एंड एनवी। When one progresses still further, then the meaning of sajatiya ashe, like-minded, which means when he progresses and comes to the if he becomes qualified for raganuga bhakti, then sajatiya ashe means same rasa. Oh, chalo, discuss karenge. So they will discuss kaun sa, dono ko pata hai, wohi topics discuss karenge. क्वालिफिकेशन पहुंचने के बाद प्लस दैट विल उनका रसवर्धक होना चाहिए ना, इट्स नरिश दैट रस पोषण रतक, वो रस को पोषण करना चाहिए। सो देयरफॉर इन दिस वे ये जो सजातीय आशय का जो वो मीनिंग है, इट कीप्स एवॉल्विंग व्हेन वन प्रोग्रेसेस इन डिवोशनल सर्विस।
What I understood before in my mind is like it's like when we are in the position of many devotees, we will see many faults and sometimes the devotees criticize, not genuinely or not genuinely. So I understood like because our acharyas are pure devotees, we should hear their katha because we won't get the association of personal association. So it's like hearing more from them than the
Sangha. You can say yes.
In the beginning should be better conditions to them.
If you have an opportunity to hear, see, ultimately hearing means hearing in association. So if all devotees are hearing to temple Bhagavatam class, you cannot say that I will hear Maharaj's class. Pure devotee Baba, not like that. Because Maharaj himself does not recommend that. Maharaj himself comes and attends temple Bhagavatam. At least from his room he attends.
He quotes.
And this speaker spoke this, this speaker. So the point is, this is not, and Prabhupada used to ask his disciples to speak and he used to sit and hear. So hearing means, most potent hearing is hearing in association. So in associations everyone is hearing. We sit there and hear that.
Even for a sadhaka, is it fair to find that we are going to get nindadi shunya epsilon sangha labdha or whatever association is there, and we have to just associate with good qualities and just overlook the...
No, Abhi, you see, make the best use of the bad bargain.
Whichever association I have.
See, if you see someone is bad association, then you take a better association. If everyone seems bad, then we have to be convinced that our mind is worser than all these associations. So if we think that all this association is bad association, so I will just associate with my mind, then we are in big illusion actually.
Devotees are better than me.
Yeah, devotees are better than my mind. Any devotee is better than my mind. So in the available association, I will associate with whatever best I have. So, or it could be a group of people who are by themselves may not be very advanced, but they are coming together to perform, they are commonly committed to perform an activity which is very glorious.
Reading,
hearing, chanting. That is very good. Because there is a common commitment to a very exalted activity. Even though individually they may not be very deep rooted, but they can be well connected like the redwood trees. That is good enough. So that is the explanation of Srila Radharaman Goswami. The Upadesha Prakashika, the original commentary. He comes the disciplic line of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. he was before Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So now, so subsequent commentaries which were written for Upadeshamrita were written based on this one commentary written by, just like Sridhar Swami wrote the original commentary of Bhagavatam, similarly Radharaman Goswami wrote the original commentary of Upadeshamrita first bona fide. Yeah, Rupa Goswami wrote the verses, Radharaman Goswami wrote the first commentary, bona fide commentary. And subsequent commentaries which are written, just like in Bhagavatam, subsequent commentaries all referred to Sridhar Swami's commentary. Similarly, all the subsequent commentaries, they refer to Radharaman Goswami's commentary. So the next commentary that we will see is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Piyusha Varshini Vritti.
This Goswami is the claim that we are only the Guna Kavir.
गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी का जो फॉलोअर्स है, सी देखो, जस्ट बिकॉज समवन इज बॉर्न, समवन कम्स इन द लाइन ऑफ द गोस्वामीज, वो हमारा प्रॉब्लम नहीं है उनसे. बट इफ दे क्लेम सुपीरियरिटी बिकॉज ऑफ देयर सेमिनल लीनेज, दैट इज द प्रॉब्लम. Traditionally, if you see the lines coming from Gopal Bhatta Goswami's lineage, oh, he himself was not married, but Jinan, unka disciples ka jo vamsha se jo aa rahe hain, they have maintained very high standards, actually. Devotional standards. Even when Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was there, he used to, I think Padmanabha Goswami was there at that time. I think his name was Padmanabha Goswami, Gopal Radharaman line. So, unke saath, dono saath mein jaake preaching karte the, prachar karte the. And traditionally, they have been very well learned and very devotional also. So, therefore, and there are other caste Goswamis who just purely based on their seminal lineage, they claim to be very exalted. That we don't agree. But that does not mean that we reject anyone who comes in that seminal line. Those with qualification, why should we reject?
Or Radharaman
temple, someone from
Mumbai
back home.
Yeah.
The quarter was.
Yesterday
was Sri Maharaj. Twice he has come.
Radharaman, just to keep the
photo
on the altar. What did he say?
He didn't come just for that, but he had come for a conference, and along with that, he also came and kept that personal photo.
He said something,
he himself personally.
And he said that Radharaman ka home away from Vrindavan, GV, aisa kuch to bole.
He said about Vrindavan. As Karoli from the Pujari has said that is not different from this, so he also has authorized that GV is not different, something like that.
Something like that.
GV is not different from Vrindavan.
Karoli, after 400 years, you have got your original place.
After 400 years.
He went back to Vrindavan.
Tears in his eyes. Back Maharaj is saying that all this place is.
Yes.
Sri Valsa Goswami ka. Kya bole yaad
hai? Kuch to bole.
Something like about that. That Sushil Goswami
Nandagram.
Nandagram.
Sri Valsa Goswami is Radharaman. Sri Valsa Goswami is Radharaman. And Sushil Goswami is Nandagram.
He gave class yesterday.
Yeah. ओके सो भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर कमेंट्री पीयूष वर्षिणी वृत्ति अकॉर्डिंग टू द इंस्ट्रक्शन गिवन इन दिस वर्स as long as a sadhaka remains within the madhyamadhikari stage, he is obliged to render service to devotees. Obliged. The topmost devotee, Uttama Bhakta, sees all living entities with equal vision. So, ye jo definition hai of Uttama Kanishna Madhyama, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says is the same as Bhagavatam definition. Because holy na, the topmost devotee sees all living entities with equal vision. Sarva Bhuteshu Yah Pashyet Bhagavad Bhava Matmanah Bhagavati Esha Bhagavatottama. Therefore, he does not discriminate between devotees and non-devotees. But the intermediate devotee, the Madhyama Bhakta, is one who sincerely endeavors to perform bhajan. So, Madhyama Bhakta hai sadhaka. तो ये आदव श्रद्धा से आसक्ति तक कहीं पे भी हो सकता है भागवतम का जो मध्यम वक्ता है. द इंटरमीडिएट डिवोटी इज वन हु सिंसियरली एंडेवर्स टू परफॉर्म भजन. दिस फिफ्थ वर्स इंडिकेट्स हाउ मध्यम डिवोटीज शुड बिहेव टुवर्ड्स द टॉप मोस्ट क्लास ऑफ डिवोटीज. क्योंकि ये जो इंजंक्शन है, इंजंक्शन आपको उत्तम अधिकारी के लिए नहीं दे सकते हैं, क्योंकि वो naturally they respect everyone. कनिष्ठ अधिकारी को देन नहीं दे सकते क्योंकि उनको शुद्ध श्रद्धा ही नहीं है. तो इंजंक्शन मतलब आप भागवतम का बोल रहा हूं, भागवतम का मध्यम अधिकारी को ही दे सकते हैं. ये जो भागवतम का जो मध्यम अधिकारी है, एनओडी का कनिष्ठ मध्यम उत्तम स्कूल तीनों वही इसमें आ जाएंगे. इफ वन रिमेन्स अलूफ फ्रॉम द एसोसिएशन ऑफ नॉन डिवोटीज, sense enjoyers and men who are attached to women, their faults will not come within him. Agar ye alag 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 prakar ka asat sang ko hum tyag karenge to wo asat sangi jo asat sang hai unka qualities humme nahi aayega. Still understanding neophyte devotees, kanishta bhaktas, to be ignorant due to their lack of knowledge of sambandha tattva, the madhyama devotee should be merciful towards them. जो प्राकृत भक्त है भागवतम के हिसाब से, द कनिष्ठ अधिकारी, तो मध्यम अधिकारी शुड सीम एस ईश्वरे तदीनेशु बालिशेशु, ही शुड सीम एस बालिशट इनोसेंट. सो दिस ही शुड हैव करुणा भाव टुवर्ड्स हिम. हियरिंग सच नियोफाइट डिवोटीज अटरिंग कृष्ण नाम, अ मध्यम डिवोटी विल रेस्पेक्ट हिम विद इन हिज माइंड. Okay. If a Kanishta devotee accepts initiation and engages in Hari Bhajan, a Madhyama devotee will show him respect by offering pranam to him. Understanding the association of Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas, who are free from the tendency to criticize others, to be most beneficial, one should honor them by rendering service to them. This service alone is the root cause of all spiritual perfections. It's very simple, very straightforward, easily understandable. ये जो injunction है मध्यम अधिकारी के लिए है, वो कनिष्ठ अधिकारी को करुणा भाव से देखना चाहिए. कनिष्ठ अधिकारी कौन? कृष्णेति यस्य गिरितम्. So how he should मनसा आदरियत है, respect him within mind. और दूसरा मध्यम अधिकारी को देखता है तो he should offer obeisances. उत्तम अधिकारी को देखा तो सर्विस करना चाहिए, उनका संघ को प्राप्त करने का इच्छा को बढ़ाना चाहिए. सिंपल. दिस इज पीयूष वर्षिणी वृत्ति बाय भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर. थैंक यू.
242
विल गो टिल 3:05. वी स्टार्ट 5 मिनट्स लेट, विल गो टिल 3:05. अनुवृत्ति. अनुवृत्ति मीन्स commenting on Piyusha Varshini Vritti. Yes, Anuvritti. Following the Vritti. In Bhakti Sandarbha 868, Shri Jiva Goswami defines the procedure known as Vaishnava Diksha in the following statement. Diksha sthi chet pranati vischa vajanta visham. So, Diksha kya hai? दिव्यं ज्ञानं यतो दद्यात् कुर्यात् पापस्य संक्षयम् तस्माद् दीक्षेति सा प्रोक्ता देशिकैस्तत्त्वकोविदैः. That process which bestows transcendental knowledge, Divya Gyan, and destroys sinful desires for material sense enjoyment is called as Diksha. Kuryat Papasya Sankshayam means it destroys the tendency for material sense enjoyment. That is called Diksha by learned authorities in the Absolute Truth. One should silently respect a devotee who, knowing that Sri Krishna and Sri Krishna Nam are non-different and transcendental, and that the holy name alone is the supreme object of worship, takes exclusive shelter of Krishna Nam and is devoted to chanting. My God, ये तो उत्तम भक्त नहीं है,
उत्तम भक्त लक्षण pure श्रद्धा,
pure श्रद्धा है. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, कृष्णेति यस्य गिरितं मनसा ध्रियत दट इज कनिष्ठ भक्त हु इज प्राकृत भक्त. अकॉर्डिंग टू भक्ति सिद्धांत चरित्र ठाकुर ही पुट्स हिम ऑन अ वेरी हाई पेडेस्टल. अभिन्नत्वाद् नाम नामिनो, ही अंडरस्टैंड्स दैट द होली नेम इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम कृष्णा एंड दैट द होली नेम अलोन इज द सुप्रीम ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ वर्शिप, और इसलिए वो कृष्ण नाम का जप कर रहा है. ये अंडरस्टैंडिंग से श्रद्धा का लेवल पे इट्स नॉट, इट मे नॉट नेसेसरली बी रियलाइजेशन. द मंत्रास दैट द डिसाइपल रिसीव्स एट द टाइम ऑफ दीक्षा कंसिस्ट एंटायरली ऑफ श्री नाम एंड द नेम्स दैट फॉर्म द बेसिस ऑफ दोस मंत्रास आर एंडोर्ड विद स्पेसिफिक नॉलेज ऑफ द डिसाइपल्स relationship with the Lord. Yeah, which means the holy name will reveal your relationship with Krishna. So that is what the holy name is capable of. Without taking shelter of Hari Nam, one cannot become Harijan, a member of Krishna's family. So as Prabhupada says, you cannot rubber stamp them as Harijan. So one who takes Hari Nam is Harijan. Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriya. He is Harijan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu determined the gradations in Vaishnavas through showing the gradations in their faith in Hari Nam. Tat Kulinagram Vasis, when they approach. One who has chanted the holy name just once is a Vaishnava. Ek bar हरि नाम का जप किया तो वैष्णव है. वन हु कॉन्स्टेंटली चैंट्स द होली नेम इज अ सुपीरियर मध्यम वैष्णव. द टॉप मोस्ट वैष्णव Uttama or Mahabhagavat, is he at the mere sight of whom others automatically begin chanting the holy name? Okay. So, one should respect the Kanishta Vaishnava within one's mind. Kanishta Vaishnava matlab, so according to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Kanishta Madhyama Uttama is according to Bhagavatam. And according to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he is not Rupa Goswami. He, according to him, he is giving the definition of the Chaitanya Charitamrit Kulinagram Vasis. Conversation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unke hisab se Madhyama jo Madhyama Vaishnava hai, very exalted hai.
निरंतर कृष्ण नाम,
निरंतर कृष्ण नाम, दैट इज. एंड उत्तमाधिकारी इज डेफिनेटली वेरी एग्जॉल्टेड, जिनको देख के ही उनका मुख से हरिनाम शुरू हो जाता है. वन शुड रेस्पेक्ट द कनिष्ठ वैष्णव विद इन वन्स माइंड, दैट इज फाइन. One should respect the Madhyama Vaishnava by offering pranam to him and so forth. Knowing the Uttama Vaishnava to be the topmost devotee who is established in the particular mood of service to Sri Radha Krishna for which one aspires. Oh yeah, exactly Radharaman Goswami's explanation. And to be affectionately disposed towards oneself, one should serve him with great love.
Same as it is.
As it is, he is presenting. Sajatiya, Shes, Nikde, Sadhu, Sangha, Suto. Number one, because the Mahabhagavat devotees see everything as being related to Krishna, they see all living entities with equal vision. Like Madhyamadhikari devotees, they are intent on performing bhajan, and like Kanishtadhikari devotees, they are devoted to chanting Harina, which means, matlab jo elements, good elements of a Kanishtadhikari and a Madhyamadhikari are there, also there in Uttamadhikari. Two, Madhyamadhikaris possess prema for Shri Krishna. Ye kabhi Bhagavatam definition mein aa gaye. They possess prema for Shri Krishna and they respect the three levels of Vaishnavas, Uttama, Madhyama and Kanishta by rendering service, offering pranam and offering respect with the mind respectively. Tad adineshu maitri. And that maitri is shown according to Krishna yasya giritam manasadriyeta dikshasidet pranativistya bhajantamisham shushurushyavati. They always endeavor to turn the living entities who are averse to Krishna towards him. They are indifferent to those who are inimical to him. Dushatsu upeksha. They do not see all living entities with equal vision as the Uttamadhikari Mahabhagavat devotees do. If they fraudulently imitate the Mahabhagavat devotee, they will very quickly fall down from their position. The Kanishtadhikari devotees take full shelter of the chanting of Shri Krishna Nam, knowing it to be supremely beneficial. Iska Kanishtadhikari bhi bahut
Kanishta bhi nikle.
But they don't realize that the position of the Madhyamadhikari is above their present position and that they should strive to reach the position at some time in the future. Oh, this is more like Archayam eva haraye pujamya shraddaye hate natad bhakteshu chanyeshu.
Chants only name, but we understand only name is all
in all. Holy name, deity, वो सब में है पर devotee के ऊपर नहीं है. Sometimes the Kanishta Adhikari falls down due to considering himself as a guru. Therefore, carefully giving appropriate respect to the Uttama devotees, they should take full shelter of the holy names. Okay, so this is the explanation of Anuvritti commentary, which is more or less some points are similar to Radharaman Goswami and some points are similar to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Piyusha Varshini Vritti. And additional points from CC Kulinagram Vasi's conversation with. Okay. So, we will take Prabhupada's purport tomorrow because it's long. So, today we saw three Vrittis, three commentaries by Radharaman Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
She was chanted once, means that means you have respect everyone. How will you know that? If you have chanted only once, you may not know that you have chanted once.
So here, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says that chanted once means chanted once understanding the glories of the holy name.
Yeah, but you may not be there when you have chanted.
Correct, but this is not necessarily talking about those sanketyam parihasyam va, not that kind of chanting where you know they kisi ka naam pradya narayan
aise chesta se
bol aise bol diya are ye hare krishna log aage, not that kind, but jo hari naam ka jo mahima ko thoda bahut at least jaan ke wo jo hari naam ka jap karta hai unko manasadri hai
kanishte
Spanish. Purna Roop se he may not know, but at least to some extent he understands. वही ना बोल एक बार का मैं बता रहे हैं अगर तो उनको हरिनाम का महिमा जो समझ लिया तो एक ही बार नहीं करेगा ना
एक ही बार नहीं करेगा तो आसान है
तो मतलब एक बार ही करके छोड़ दिया तो मतलब वो हरिनाम का महिमा तो जाना नहीं हो, परिणाम का महिमा को थोड़ा बहुत तो जाना, तो एटलीस्ट बार बार तो करेगा वो। ओके सो सो टुमारो वी विल कंटिन्यू आवर डिस्कशन विद श्रील प्रभुपाद्स कमेंट्री। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, श्रील रूप गोस्वामी पाद की जय, श्री उपदेशामृत की जय।
I think I'm trying to.